that coat there, Fifi. Let's have a look. Sorry, just open that coat again. How do you do that?
Look, I mean, it does look like I've come back from a nightclub.
It actually does.
Yeah. That is not the case. I have lost my entire wardrobe. Now, I know that sounds bizarre,
right?
But I left, and I don't know how I did this. I mean, people leave watches, mobile phones, maybe their jacket in a taxi. I left my entire suitcase in the boot of a taxi. And for some reason, the taxi lost property department is like Fort Knox. You can't get into it. I have to lodge a complaint and then wait 5 days to hear back from them whether my brown suitcase is in their lost property department.
So there's cabbies getting around in your gear for 5 days. Yes. Check out what else he's got.
And all
Fifi Bob.
And all I've got is this low-cut cocktail dress to wear.
Boy! We're just going to keep playing that sound till everybody hates us.
But I will keep this trench coat on just to keep it all under.
What are we... I just have to point out, Fifi is on the shebang.
Yep.
Heard every afternoon, 4 to 6 on all Triple M's, except Adelaide. I have to always say except Adelaide.
I know.
What did you do? Yeah. What did Marty say?
I'm not sure. I'm going to blame Marty, but it may have something to do with me. Or the fact that we're too young, because Triple M Adelaide went a bit older.
Skewed older.
And apparently we were a bit too young.
But there is a half hour time delay. I mean, so you are technically older by the time you heard. But no, I reckon Marty must have slagged off a beloved Adelaide personality. He's probably gone to town on Ann Wills.
Who's Ann Wills?
Ann Wills is, it's hard to explain, but my annual Logies joke was to say Ann Wills has once again won the award for most regional personality.
Ah, there you go.
Because she was just constantly winning that award. Yep. And if we're going to open up the microphone, look, we're going to do it. There he is, Mr. Marsbar, who panels the show.
Ann Marsbar.
Say hello.
How are you going? Great.
You're nice not going to give yourself a round of applause?
No, why should I?
Give yourself the horn.
Yeah, give yourself
check him out. And I met Richard here when I was in Adelaide promoting something dodgy, and I had to go on what was described to me just before I went on air as the second to last ever Ann Wills show. Is that right?
That's right. It was called AM Adelaide, and it was on air for so many years. It was originally called A Touch of Elegance.
Oh. What kind of stings did they have in that?
Oh, man, it was amazing. It was very soft screen, a lot of cursive calligraphy writing in the titles. And it was a show called AM Adelaide. It was a live daily infotainment show.
Yes, and you actually interviewed me, didn't you?
Yeah, for Bad Eggs.
Because I wasn't, I wasn't quite big enough to actually speak to Anne.
No.
That's right. And everyone was sort of, they would always do segments in like 3 or 4 minutes, and they had Tony down for 4. And I said, look, we've got to push it out to 10. And as well, we were doing the interview on Hallowed Ground. It was the original Potluck Studios.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It was very impressive.
The place just stank of Ernie Sigley.
It did.
So hang on, Richard, you were actually...
Sidekick.
You were Anne's...
Ann Wills sidekick.
Barrel boy.
Wonderful place to be. Yeah. All my dreams come true.
You were Ann Wills' bitch, man. And what were you... it was like the second to last show, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was getting axed and we were being replaced by Ricky Lake.
And I'm being interviewed by Richard... And there's like blokes walking around the set with tape measures and working out, can we resell this? How much do you reckon Ann Wills will get on the open market?
Yeah, we had accountants drifting through on the second to last week, just, pointing at light fixtures saying how much they could sell. Beautiful. Amazing.
And do you have any clue, as an Adelaide person, what the shebang may have been done to reach off here? Is it simply that they're too young?
Well, I know that whenever Marty talks about Adelaide, he looks back on it fondly, his time in Adelaide. The Central Markets he was a big fan of, the South Australian National Football League, of course. He became a Panthers supporter, South Adelaide.
Yeah, he's very protective of Adelaide.
He's bagged
somebody. I'm surprised.
He's thrown the phrase shallow bush grave into a sentence that maybe he shouldn't have. Something's happened. Yes. We're going to get to the bottom of it. Fifi, do you want to stick around?
I would love to stay.
Because it's time for some sizzle!
Oh, yeah!
That'd be Ice House, Great Southern Land here at Triple M. Here at Get This with your more music guarantee.
Da-da-do.
Less playing of that Rex Hunt clip.
What?
And more Blunty. That's what we need. Fifi Box is with us. Just looking for topics. What's been the big topic on the shebang this week?
The big topic on the shebang was actually James Blunt.
Really?
Because, I don't know if you heard this, but there was a radio station in Bristol in the UK that's banned Jim's music.
You know, you've heard him so much that he's become Jim Blunt.
I know, because people ask, I mean, he's getting flogged, and he gets flogged here in Australia, but I'm disappointed with that, because I actually love James Blunt.
Yes, I've heard that.
And I love his song goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. And I love it so much that I tried to pick a fight with my boyfriend because I just wanted to break up with him.
Oh, right.
So the song would have more meaning.
And was it successful?
No, because I was breaking up over the fact that he cooked Thai for dinner and not pasta, so it didn't really. But that's how much I love James.
And then your boyfriend could leave and then you could just sit there going, where are you? I think we'll be asking people to blunt up during Talkback Mountain.
Yeah, it might be a dovetail.
It could be a dovetail of the day.
Oi, what about
I've got a story for you.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, Hooters is going to reopen in Australia.
Whoa! Did you know that was coming?
No, I'm glad it did. It's, you know, a few years ago, FIFA had a few around town and they closed down as a lack of patronage.
Did they really? I didn't realise they were here.
Yeah, they were. And now they're going to reopen two in Sydney and one on the Gold Coast. That's a good move. And the pitcher. Check this out, Fief. Look at they're trying to make it more like a family restaurant. So they've got one of the girls in the singlet, right, with a nice family, and just maybe a 13-year-old boy staring at her boobs.
And there's a waitress being used as a high chair because it is, of course, a family restaurant.
And the line of text underneath it actually says, sex in the suburbs, while there's a 13-year-old boy talking to her. You can't do that.
Come on, kids. It's off to Hooters. You know you love it.
Donna, I have to actually put my hand up and say I have been approached about being possibly the ambassador.
For Hooters? Yeah. Are you serious?
It was just mentioned in a meeting, and I was asked to go and consider it.
What meeting? Well, at Hooters Corp, at the Hooters building, or here at the station.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, so we're involved.
So that's where the sizzle's coming
there
from.
There it goes.
We've been told we're not playing enough music, crapping on too much. You've been told, tits ahoy. This is some big thinking going on around here. Where are you now? What about Charlie Sheen?
Oh, Sheen Watch.
Is that your theme, is it?
So far, so good.
I spent like 3 hours recording a jingle for your webpage segment, and you've come up with Sheen Watch.
Well, you've got the wrong note. Oh, never mind, yeah.
We really do need the Mr. Sheen. Well, that wasn't musical enough. Right. We need the Mr. Sheen jingle. That's what we need.
What was that?
That name again? Oh, no, that's Mr. Plan.
You know, the little cartoon man, he was running around the coffee table.
Where are you now?
Do you know, I have to say, Charlie Sheen is a massive disappointment to me.
Really?
Yeah. And
he didn't put out?
Well, I loved Sheeny when I was a teenager.
Yeah,
I put him up, and he disappointed me back then with those sex videos and the pornos and the, you know, strippers. But then he came back with West Wing. No.
Is he in
that? No, that was Rob Lowe. Actually, sorry, I've got my 80s movie heroes confused.
It's easy to see how that would happen, though.
Yeah, Rob Lowe, so sorry.
But Charlie Sheen.
Back onto Sheen Watch.
Because I was going, what did Fifi like when she was younger? Just a huge fan of Men at Work.
Yeah.
When they were garbos.
Bad. So what's going on in Sheen Watch?
Oh, there is so much. I'm knee-deep in Sheen. Firstly, he's come second to some Viennese porter as in the Maxim magazine's Living Legends of Sex top 10.
Hey, what is this, by his number?
Yeah, I don't know how they've actually obtained the figures.
Mm.
But Charlie Sheen has, it says a reported 5,000 conquests. Charlie Sheen recently split with his wife, Denise Richards, allegedly after telling her she was among the hottest 1,000 women he had slept with. You're in the top 1,000, love. That's a compliment,
so romantic,
isn't it? If your boyfriend said that you were in the top 1,000, would you take that as a compliment, Fief?
I'd be singing, where are you now?
Sorry, are we still on air? I think we are.
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen, so he's come in second there to Umberto Billo, a Viennese porter at a hotel who is so exhausted he can no longer carry the guest's luggage.
What?
It's just, how do they get a figure like that? How do you have all these, like, there's Bill Wyman's in there at number 10, Magic Johnson, Lemmy from Motorhead's come in at number 8.
Really?
The lights must have been off.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson, Ilya Nastasi, Engelbert Humperdinck, Julio Iglesias, Gene Simmons, Charlie Sheen at number 2, Viennese hotel porter at number 1. How
it's the illustrious company.
Charlie Sheen is one of the people who reckons that shot of the plane crashing into the Pentagon has been faked. He's a conspiracy. How does he have time for conspiracy theories between Rutan? How does he have time for that?
No idea.
What, so, did you know, imagine that Charlie Sheen just looking at that.
And saying that didn't actually happen. That's digitally enhanced.
Yeah. There's no hot chicks in that photograph. Why would he be looking at it? It does look admittedly like a dildo is heading for the Pentagon. Maybe that's what got his interest.
I'm going to make a call here. I think I'm worried Charlie Sheen's not long for this world. You can't be in the US of A and say that that didn't happen. Yeah. There's a conspiracy behind that.
Yeah. Well, it's not like they wouldn't have any incriminating footage of Charlie Sheen.
Maybe he was flashing back to the West because his father is actually the president in the Pentagon in the West Wing.
Right.
And maybe he's gotten, you know, drama confused with reality.
Mm. Well, listen to this. Charlie Sheen's secret drag queen romps, pardon me. According to a US report, Charlie Sheen has spent quality time with drag queens, including transsexual porn star Kayla Cox. Mm. I don't want to comment, says Kayla, but I will say I'm sick of buying cheerleading outfits.
You know, I actually heard that Charlie said that she was in the top 3,000 hottest drag queens that he'd been with, which was special.
Where are you now? What about Charlie's online dating Sheen?
What?
The Sheen file is so chockers this week.
Sheen file.
We've got, listen to this. He's put himself, because he's clearly not, you know,
getting enough.
The numbers aren't up there. He's chasing the Viennese porter.
So what's going on the internet?
He's put himself on the internet on millionairematch.com, a website catering to high earners looking for love. In his profile, Charlie describes himself as a hot divorced Virgo with a $10 million salary whose potential partner needs to be willing to endure the paparazzi and has no hang-ups about their partner's past.
And present and future.
So that is on the internet. Charlie's
best
on.
Best of luck, Charles.
Shame.
And he's, and mind you, he's not divorced. I don't think it's even been filed.
No.
I mean.
No, that's true.
Yes, they've just broken up.
And there's just a lot of ugly details.
Mm.
Yeah. So Charlie Sheen is at number 2. Who would be at number 11 on that list?
I'm invincible. I'm paying money. The girl's happy. She's got no money. I got my rocks off. Oh, how good is this?
That's quite good. That's the Killers, all the things that I've done here at Get This. The album is Hot Fuss. The co-host today is Fifi Box. I'm just going to mention, we played that Rex Hunt clip because we've been challenged by Michael Stratton, one of our emails.
Wait, what's he got to say?
He says that he wants to hear the Rex Hunt clip at least 3 to 5 times during the show for another month. Is that because you see, people shouldn't say that because we will try and do that now.
Okay, just in your head then there was like a song going, wasn't there? There were trumpets and there was going to be horns and you were going to come up with a song that had it like 40 times in it.
We're just going to keep going. Till he really comes in here and does it live. Reenacts it live.
There you
Wouldn't
go.
That be good?
That'd be great.
Are there things that happen on the shebang, Fifi, that you just do too often and management eventually come in and say stop?
No, there are things we do far too often, but management never come in.
Really?
I mean, I'm surprised. Maybe they have clocked off for the day.
Right.
But they should come in far more often.
They always have a lot of issues with Marty, though. They usually just discuss them in the press, I notice.
Well, yesterday he referred to to cavorting with a goat, and I thought, surely somebody's going to walk through that door now and say something.
Isn't that a new segment we've got? Cavorting with a goat?
It is.
What's on the telly? Did you want to mention something on the telly, Ed? You said something about Big Brother, I know you did, and it was accompanied by...
You're not a bit... You watch Big Brother, Ed?
No. I watched Adults Only this week.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it as... Because I remember at the start of the year that Ten was saying they were going to make it cleaner.
It's much cleaner.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. It's just... Now it's just kind of... do you think I'm hot? Yes. I think you're hot. Let's go to bed.
You haven't been watching it, Fifi?
No, I've not watched 1 second of it.
So you don't know who Galen is?
No.
Let's just go inside his brain for a second. Nothing.
No.
You'd think after a whole week, a thought would have formed.
Nope.
An opinion might have coalesced. Okay, we'll keep crossing back throughout the show. Come up with something. What else? SBS starting to run ads. Well, they've already had ads, obviously, between the shows. Now there's going to be ads during the shows.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but do you reckon, because when they started doing ads on SBS, the talk was always classy.
Yes. Mm.
We're going to have classy ads. Yes.
European cars and...
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. But I don't like them. I think every ad should be the bloke who runs the shop doing it himself.
I love that stuff.
Doesn't matter how big the corporation
is.
I
love that stuff.
Bloke in charge should declare himself to be crazy.
He should be, like, it should start with him locked in the basement in a straitjacket, struggling to get free.
Actually, what happened to poor Sid? You know, remember those ads when we were crazy? You had, you know, Sid with the parrot on his Sydney's...
He got out crazy by Crazy John.
There was a lot of legal action, and Crazy John was sued by
Ken Bruce went mad, and now what happened to Ken Bruce?
Ken Bruce went completely mad. There's a wonderful...
for bargains or properly mad?
It was just a genuine insanity.
Oh, wow.
He was just curled up in the fetal position inside one of his own fridges.
Dedication.
There's a wonderful tribute to Ken Bruce going completely mad on the last Tism album. Yes, on the White Album, if you want to check that out. But I do love a bloke doing his own ad.
Yeah.
And you know what? We haven't had one of those.
No.
On Get This. I think it's time to fix that.
G'day. My name's Grant Smashcock, and I reckon you should come here to my pizza shop and get some pizza. It's not your f***ing normal pizza. It's like, you know, gourmet pizza, like, you know, shallots and shit on it.
There's never been a better time for gourmet pizza, and nobody knows gourmet pizza like Grant Smashcock.
Yeah, it's got, like, bloody, I don't know, f***ing feta cheese and parmesan, gourmet cheese, like Kraft squares, but, you know, not as orange. It's got shaved bacon shavings on it, or other gourmet shit, you know, like beetroot and tiramisu, bloody capers and shit like that, capsicums and, I don't know, all that other pesto shit. It's all been, you know, drizzled with... Then we've got, like, pineapple. Did I say beetroot? We got a machine that's got, like, spring valleys and that in it. For vegans, we got some meat. Dijon mustard. That's from, like, France, which is in Trelgen. You can get it on, like, panini or focaccia. We've got rocket. We've got heaps of that shit, mate. We can do f***ing anything. We've got a salad bar that's been drizzled with juice as well. We've got a tapenade. I don't know what it f***ing does. You'll have a you'll bloody bar up when you see some of this shit. So it's all gourmet. But it's all cooked in a bloody f***ing, you know, wood-fired one of them f***ing things. It's cooked with fire. But it's, you know, it's their gourmet flames. Thousand Island dressing, we've got that. It's, you know, the gourmet version. Maybe it's got a few more f***ing islands in there, I don't know. I just scull it. I just go, chuck us some of that Thousand Island shit, mate. I'm going to knock some of that back. Artichokes, been marinated in juice.
If you're thinking gourmet pizza, think Grant Smashcock gourmet pizza. Just like Mama used to defrost.
You know, Grant Smashcock's pizza shop? Yeah, I'm Grant Smashcock. Have you seen the ad? Oh, mate, if you come in and mention the ad, mate, I'll punch your f***ing head in. I f***ing hate that ad.
Get this.
We're going to be talking about it at church on Sunday.
The Census 1234 on Triple M.
Now is the time to think of your dodgy excuses. That's what we want on Talkback Mountain. That'll be next on Get This at Triple M. That's the Stranglers here at Get This on Triple M with Fifi Box. It's not better watch out for the Scoobies.
That's what I heard as well.
I do not hear the word skin deep there. No. That is Scoobies.
That's Scoobies. She's right.
Scooby right. And scratchy.
You've had some Scoobies, clearly. It's time for a climb.
Tone, I'm about ready for a new jingle. Talkback Mountain.
Oh, no. I love that jingle.
You reckon it's run its course?
Yeah, I reckon it's done.
It goes through that period. Believe me, I'm very familiar with jingles that you overuse. It goes through the familiarisation period, but then it goes back into being cool again. You've got to work through this period, Ed, and you'll get there.
All right.
Yeah. Have you heard of the German file?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Have you heard of Wise Men by James Blunt? Right, familiarity. People, they love the familiarity of the Talkback Mountain Journal.
So true.
James Blundy. Okay, we'll get to Blundy because we've got to find a primary topic.
Yeah, what's going on? What are we doing today?
There's so excuses. Let's do excuses because you may have heard this story, and it's a disturbing story, but the end bit is funny.
Okay.
So stick with me.
Yep.
A Burmese dissident has successfully fought a decision refusing her asylum in Australia because the word Ooga Booga was typed into the Refugee Review Tribunal's ruling. The word Ooga Booga appeared next to the heading Definition of Refugee in a document outlining tribunal member Wendy Bodison's 2002 findings into the case of this particular Burmese woman whose name I daren't attempt.
Fair enough.
But, okay, so that's pretty dodgy.
Yep. Okay, but the end of it?
But what kind of excuse would you come up with? You've got definition of refugee and you've written Ooga Booga and you've been sprung. What's your excuse? Come up with
Oh, what? Someone must have done that when I walked out of the room.
Almost.
My ballpoint pen was running out, so you've actually just missed the letters around it. They're the only letters that would come out.
You've gone into thank God you're here mode, haven't you? You need to be dressed as a pirate. Both of you.
Yeah.
No, listen to this. Ms. Bodison claimed she inserted the, quote, nonsense word to test her spell checker.
It's true.
As it had been malfunctioning.
Yep.
And then she just overlooked it when she was proofreading the document. The word Ooga Booga didn't jump out at her. And I love the way she was just testing the spell checker, but she happened to write it next to the heading Definition of Refugee. That's an amazing coincidence, isn't it?
So I believe that, though.
Yeah.
No, the fact that she'd write the word Ooga Booga to check her spell check. I mean, I always put in, like, you know, Mississippi or something that you know, an obvious word with difficulty, not it's made up. It's not going to come up in the spell check.
But that's presumably why. Hang on, now I'm defending it.
You are.
Okay, let's do that. Let's do dodgy excuses.
Beef, any dodgy excuses from you?
I've actually given up on excuses. I'm now one of the most honest people you'll meet as far as excuses are concerned, because about 12 months ago, I was asked to MC an event, and I'm one of those terrible people who don't know how to say no. So I go, yeah, I'll happily do that. And then about 2 days before the event, I rang the publicity company, and I just said, look, I've actually, I sprained my ankle, so I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm so sorry. But my ankle's all bandaged up. And then the following week I went to a party where that PR person was, and I was dancing on the dance floor. And, stupid went for the ankle. I just thought it was quite believable. But since then, no more excuses. You get busted, Ooga Booga.
So what would you say now? Just can't be stuffed.
Yeah, no, sorry. Okay. Not into that.
I had one. I don't know if this is an excuse. It was a real answer. I was at the post office this week.
Oh, yes.
And we've been doing a lot of stupid sketches and weird, and now I have to do them at about 1 a.m. Yeah. So I've been getting about 4 hours sleep. So I'm at the post office, and I've bought a whole lot of stamps, and then I've just walked out with them. I don't bother to give them any money. It's just like, yes, I will take stamps for free. I'm on the radio. And so I've just walked out, and the bloke's chased after me, mate, you haven't paid. And my excuse, and it was actually true. I went, I, sorry, I'm confused today. I've been up all night watching Big Brother up late. Exactly. And then I'm trying to add, but it was for the show.
Yeah.
And he has no idea what I mean for the show.
Yeah.
I'm just someone who's come to the post office. He's got a show. Yeah, it was for the show. On Triple M, in between the Blundy, like the Rex Hunt thing, you've heard us.
I guess my biggest excuse was when you said to me, oh, Ed, can you come down to Melbourne and panel a show? I said, sure. And then when I got down here and completely, you were here for the test show,
Steve,
and it was the single worst bit of panelling ever on radio. And my excuse was, oh, this desk is different.
That's right, this desk is different.
I was on to you when you actually couldn't turn on our microphones.
And what I love is it's a debacle, and I'm going, oh, but this will be great to play on the first episode. Yeah. But, of course, so incompetent, didn't even record it.
Nope.
Hopeless excuses. That's what we want. We want to hear any kind of dodgy excuse you've either...
Dovetail.
We've got a dovetail.
Yep.
What is our dovetail?
Some Blunty. I'd love to hear people doing their Blunty.
Got to do your Blunty because, you know, there's, as Fifi mentioned earlier, there's a radio station in England that has put a ban on Blunty because they were playing too much. Do you think we're playing too much Blunty?
Never.
I don't know. I think, you know, here's a jingle that I heard out of the news this morning. Blunty in just a mo, just a mo. You know, when there's a jingle saying Blunty in just a mo, I think that's too many, even if it is completely out of tune. So you got to do your bloody. And are there prizes?
Yes! Ladies and gentlemen, do you like In Excess, the old ones? You can watch their essential videos in NTSC by the looks of things. A Triple M t-shirt, it's large, are you? The Living End. From here on in, the singles 1997-2004 double CD version. I hope you die can't read that. Yes! And the coup de grace. Do you like socks? Are your feet cold? Do you lack the necessary fluorescent items to be gaudish? Well, now solve all of those problems with a pair of fluorescent yellow hole-proof Explorer socks.
I think that's good. I think that's actually quite a good prize pack.
Yeah.
So give us a call at Triple M. The number is 1-3353. Call us now or we'll just be here saying,
where are you now?
I'm having a day from hell. It was
all that'd be those Veronicas when it all falls apart, which it is in the process of doing here at Get This on Triple M. Fifi Box is here to witness the disgrace and report back to Marty. And listen to the sounds of Ed Cavalli trying to put a segment together.
Because I take calls during the break, right, to help out, and I just lost my favourite one.
I'll give him a round of booze because we're meant to be locating dodgy excuses. And you haven't even offered one. You've just gone, no.
As good as it gets from me. All right. I've got lots of lovely people. Hello, Pat.
G'day, fellas. Hi, Foof. I love the shebang.
Oh, thanks, Pat.
It was many years ago. We were at this Easter show, and I was captured by this. I shouldn't be doing it because I was married, but I just cast on a spell looking at this, the hooter, so to speak, of this female, and my wife busted me behind me, smacked me over the head, and actually smacked me over the head. Thank God there was a mate of mine which just by chance happened to be behind her, so after the next week I had her apologising to me all week.
Nice.
Very good.
Successful excuse.
I love how he doesn't mind hooters, but it's a female.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Tidy that
absolutely
up.
Right. How's your blunty, Pat?
Sorry?
How's your blunty impersonation?
Blunky? Oh, no good. Blunky.
It's James Blunt. Don't pretend you don't know what we're talking about. Give us a James Blunt. Come on.
James Blunt. To be honest, I can't remember any of his songs.
Fair enough.
obviously not a Triple M listener.
Hello, Reggie.
Yeah, good day, guys.
How you going? What was your excuse?
It wasn't mine. It was a mate of mine at school ants ate his homework.
Oh, happens every day.
Over the course of an entire year?
No, he'd been doing his homework and he spilled his can of Fanta onto his homework.
Uh-huh.
So he put the wet page out in the sun for a couple of hours and he came back and the trail of ants had eaten his homework.
Wow. I'm willing to go with that.
Did he get away with that one?
He did.
Fifi. What gets me, the thought and the planning that goes into it, and the time. Mm. He could actually have done the homework.
Yeah.
And there is another good one if you want a day off.
Yes.
You come in the next day and tell your boss, I wasn't in because the voices in my head told me to stay home and clean my guns.
Not bad. you might never have to go back to work with that one.
I've heard Marty Sheargold use that one.
Hey,
on air. And he often says that an ant ate the next segment.
Hey, Reggie, how's your blunt?
My blunt is very ordinary.
Give it a whirl.
I don't even know one of his songs.
Oh, come on! You do! There's the one about being beautiful. There's the one, where are you now? There's all the wise people ones.
Where are you now?
Oh.
Boo, that was beautiful. It's got a round of booze, but we think it's wonderful.
Hello, David.
Hello, how are we?
How good, man. What's your excuse?
Well, I actually went to an all boys school and I was the master forger, so I made quite a lucrative business out of writing absentee notes for all my classmates.
Yeah. Wow, what was your kind of productivity levels?
Very good, actually. It was quite a good business. But one guy actually asked me to do it, and the deal was if you get sprung, you don't dob me and you've got to take the fall. So I didn't like him at all, so I actually said he was absent from school on whatever date it was because he had a ruptured ovary.
Got that! He's pretty happy with that.
He's fantastic.
And did you ever imagine that it would end up with a prize pack on radio?
No, well, I've always had a dream, and one of these has been realised today.
Was it a fluorescent socks dream?
Oh, absolutely.
We have a winner.
Yeah, we did have a good prize, but the ants ate it.
Hey, David, give us a bit of your blunty.
A bit of James Blunt.
Yeah,
all right.
Come on.
Here we go. Was he singing that Goodbye, My Lover?
Yeah.
But he sort of moans and groans a bit, doesn't he?
Come on.
Yeah, come on. All enough sizzle, let's hear it.
That's beautiful.
We're all on the verge. There's near yodeling going on. Have you lost the one you really wanted?
Hello, Mark.
Yeah, g'day, Ed. I'm here again, mate.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank you for saving me.
That's okay, mate.
Your excuse?
My excuse is to blame the missus.
Beautiful.
Just for anything. No matter what it is, blame the missus.
That's it, mate. Well, that's what she reckons anyway. Yeah. You want to hear me impersonation?
Yeah.
Those three wise men have got a semi by the sea. What's a semi? Semi-detached flat?
I don't know.
Trailer?
Is it they had, or does it say they cracked a semi by the sea? The three wise men.
I reckon he needs to get himself a pair of hull proofs, eh?
All right, then. I can arrange that.
I reckon you should blame your wife for that impression, too.
I think I need a new pair of hull proofs.
What have you got there, Ed? A prize for everyone?
Everyone gets a prize today. They'll get something.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Thanks,
Mark.
I've been listening to your prize packs, mate. They're a bit dodgy.
Oh. Right.
What's your excuse, Ed?
My missus done it.
Very nice. Thanks to everyone who took part. And are we going to get music in? We better, because we'll be breaking our guarantee, apparently.
Get this.
Yeah.
For Census 1234 on Triple M.
Oh, I think we're in danger of running over, of talking too much, Ed.
No.
Time to go. Can't have that.
It's too short.
Fifi Box, thank you for sitting in.
My pleasure.
We didn't get to all the big stories. Millsy has had to flee the country because he's sick and tired of Paris Hilton jokes.
Yeah, people tell me I look like him a lot. I get that
really?
I get that a lot.
You're a giant. He's a midget.
Thank you.
And so what happens when... Do you ever take advantage of that?
And what, release a crap single?
Oh, no, I love that there is no reference to Miss Vanity. Do you remember Miss Vanity?
Who was that?
That was his single.
Oh, was that his single?
Yeah.
Why can't we have that? That should be part of the Get This Music Guarantee.
Absolutely. Right.
Millsy, Guy Pearce songs from heaven tonight. Imagine if we were allowed to do a music guarantee on this show. There'd be a lot of sizzle. It's the end of the week, so I'd like to thank everybody involved in this program. Our excellent producer, Nikki.
Yeah.
Our excellent maker of sketches, Mr. Matt Dower.
Yeah.
Our excellent Mr. Marsbar pushing the buttons. The excellent knob jockeys right around the network. What about the excellent Katie on the phones?
Digging that.
And, of course, the excellent Robert Cavalli.
And the excellent James... Tony Martin.
Bang! Ouch! That really hurts. Okay, Fifth, will you come back and play for bigger prizes next time?
Oh, I'd love to. I want to get myself some of these fluorescent hole-proof socks.
All right.
Fluorescent yellow.
In the meantime, go and put some clothes on. And I think our key phrase today was hopefully we'll be back on Monday with Bob Franklin. He hasn't called us back yet, so who knows. Thanks to Census 1234.